Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I want to move on to the COVID bonus. We can't seem to get anything right in this country. Sure, we can't. Anyway, extending the pandemic bonus beyond the core healthcare workers would be incredibly difficult. Now, that's according to the Public Expenditure Minister, Michael McGrath. Of course he's going to say that. He wants to keep the money in his purse. But a once-off tax-free €1,000 payment is to be made to frontline healthcare workers who were in COVID-19 exposed clinical settings. By the way, they didn't put the caveat in there that Leo mentioned yesterday. The caveat, according to the Irish Independent and Leo Varadkar last night, is once they've been vaccinated. Anyway, not that I feel that that is fair, but however. While the Labour Party is calling for the bonus to be extended to low-paid private sector workers, its spokesperson for Employment Senator Maria Sherlock says, we believe we need to see dividend for all the essential workers. These workers are our cleaners, our bus drivers. They worked around the clock in shops, fire services, picked up our bins and kept food on our tables. There are a range of mechanisms to identify these workers and reward them for their essential sacrifice and serve to our communities. Minister McGrath said this wouldn't be easy. This is a really difficult issue. I think there's a general recognition that the frontline healthcare workers went above and beyond. At the very beginning of the pandemic, he says, in particular, they really didn't know what they were facing into. And they faced a level of risk that I think few others across society had even considered. And they did that. And I think I owe them enormous debt of gratitude. If you were to single out any one particular group, then I don't think many people would deny that this group should be the one to be singled out. Now, you would imagine that would be the case, wouldn't you? But already today, it has started. The Garda Representative Association have been on saying, what about us? Our Garda Shea Connor worked hard. Mandate have been on about the retail sector. What about us? We all worked hard. I'm sure the teachers' unions are going, what about us? Our name is not on it. Right, by the way, I'm going to ask thing. I'm Tommy Penny's worked in. We worked right the way through the pandemic. I want a grand. Do you want a grand, Ashley? We want a grand. So I did put up on Twitter and I asked the question, should everybody who worked during the pandemic get a COVID bonus of €1,000? And the poll so far in only a half an hour has nearly 1,000 votes. That's a euro for every person. And the answers were, yes, everybody should get it, says 39% of people. No, just the healthcare worker said only 20% of people. Nobody should get it, said 38% of people. And 3% of people probably just don't give a shite and said not sure. Sinn Féin TD Claire Corain is tweeting saying that the Taoiseach's response to Sinn Féin when asked that the special COVID recognition payment is given to family carers is that instead they will get access to the state contributory pension, which is, according to him, much better. But I heard that this morning, and he was also the answer given to that was, but Sinn Féin, you're going to do that anyway. That was a thing. They were already asked to do that. That was nothing to do with COVID. That's like, sure, look, we're giving them this, we're giving them that. So here's the big question. It's going to cost, I believe the figure this morning for healthcare workers on the front line, I think it's around 200 million to give them all £1,000, right? Because 120,000 of them or something like that, whatever, it's something like that. Anyway, why not just give it to everybody? That was working. I'm not talking about people on social welfare now and everything else, the people that weren't working, because sure, why would you do that? They didn't put themselves at risk. But everybody that was working, be they working in Tesco's or Dunn's or Aldi or Lidl or driving a bus or putting out a fire or Garda Síochána Síochána, give it to everybody. Because here's the thing, from an economical point of view, it all goes back into the system again. If you give it to everybody, it boosts the economy. It's called helicopter money. It boosts the economy because everybody will spend it. People will go out and buy a new bed, or they'll go out and buy a new table and chairs, or they'll buy a new, I don't know, I was going to say hi-fi system, that shows you how old I am. They'll buy a new computer or laptop, or they'll buy an iPhone or whatever they'll buy with it. They'll spend the money. So should everybody get it? Should it be extended to other frontline workers? Because realistically, anybody who was working in 2020, I'm lost at losing track of time, was it 2020? It was 2020 when it started. Jesus Christ, we've lost 2 years of our Jesus lives. Anyway, 2020, March 2020 is when it all started. For the first 8 months or 9 months, nobody was working unless you were frontline workers, because the only people allowed to work were frontline workers. I worked all the way through it. So did Ashley. We were in here every single day. Didn't miss a day. Just letting you know, in case you're curious. I'm not saying I was operating on people. And certainly, can I just say, over and above the doctors and the nurses and the people on the front line. I'm not talking about the administration staff running around with folders in their hands, by the way, or those, you know, taking appointments. I'm talking about the doctors and nurses who genuinely put themselves at risk. Absolutely deserve it. Absolutely. But what about other people who put their lives at risk? Realistically, you know, the guards were on this morning saying we put our lives at risk. We're out dealing with people every day of the week. But sure, so is the girl working in Tesco's or the guy working in Tesco's or Dunn's. Sure, there were thousands of people around them going through checkouts every day or stacking shelves or beside them. They put themselves at risk too. You could argue the same thing. So if they're getting it, everybody else should get it as well. I don't think the guards are a special case, by the way. And let's be clear about it. The guards probably got a load of overtime. GPs were looking for it as well. Sure, the GPs made a fortune, didn't they? I mean, did they? Of course they did. I mean, a lot of people were complaining they couldn't even get to see their GP because the GP was so busy doing COVID tests and vaccinations for the last 2 years. And I'm sure they got paid well for those. Handsomely. I'm thinking most GPs probably earned quite a substantial amount of money. No harm to them, by the way. So, €1,000, they probably don't need it anyway. GPs are well paid. Anyway, €1,000, should we all get it? Or should it be just health frontline workers in healthcare? Let me know what you think. The number's 087-188-0008. They didn't think about this piece of work that we're going to do with this announcement. Normally, most governments think about things before they announce it. Like, for example, the idea that a contract nurse working in a hospital beside a HSC nurse doing exactly the same job, working right beside each other, one doesn't have to pay tax on it and one does. The contract worker pays tax on it. The HSE worker doesn't because it's tax-free. That's ridiculous. It's unfair. They didn't think about a lot of this stuff. But anyway, the number's 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. And I'm asking you, who should get the bonus? Just the healthcare workers? Everybody who worked during the pandemic? Or maybe nobody at all? Let me know what you think. The number's 087-188-0008. Which you also know because I posted it last night, but I was a bit unsure about my misinterpretation of the way this was worded in relation to the bonus. He said, did you find out if the frontline workers have to be jabbed to get the cash? Yes, Leo Varadkar verified it. They do have to be vaccinated to get the cash. He said those who aren't vaccinated won't be getting it because obviously they were moved off the front line last year in, you know, kind of mid when the vaccines were given out. So, well, actually, it would have been later in the year last year. So even though they were doing exactly the same job, they were dealing with exactly the same patients, but because they chose not to be vaccinated, they won't be getting the money. Seems. Anyway, the number is 087-188-0008. Now, back to frontline workers in general. Sharon, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Sharon?
Hiya.
Okay, now, Sharon, you work in for a transport company. I'll just say it.
For a big transport company, yeah, in Dublin, yeah.
Okay, so do you believe you should be getting it?
I believe, Niall, everybody that went out to work for the past 2 years. No, I don't mean people that work from home. I mean everybody that went out that door to work. Like bus drivers, like train drivers, like retail, delivery drivers, post people, yourself, anybody.
The Garda Síochána, of course, yeah.
The fire crew.
What about the teachers? They were kind of home a lot of the time, weren't they?
No, they were home. They worked from home. I mean,
they did go to work in September, yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah. But everyone that at the very start of this pandemic that went out to work, everyone should be given that €1,000. Mm. I think it's a massive, massive insult. That's what I think. I think it's just
Do you feel insulted because obviously, you know, working in transport, particularly say bus drivers or train drivers or whatever it is as well, and people who work Lewis drivers, those people who work in transport, I mean, they would have been dealing with the general public every single day. And, you know, at the time, of course, we thought it was a bigger risk than it is. Thankfully, it wasn't as big as a risk as we thought it was. But at the time, we didn't know. And we went out there and we, you know, put your mask on and you went out and you worked away.
We did walk away. And people think, oh, hold on, like bus drivers and train drivers, they all sit in the cab. You don't all, you have to stand on the queue. You have to stand places waiting for the handover or there's ticket checkers. Everybody was exposed to COVID. Everybody that went out to work last year was exposed to COVID. We got no rice. I never got a rice.
No.
We were given a little bag at the end of last year with a Nutri-Grain bar in it, a Nutri-Grain, and a small little Vaseline, like a hand cream, and a pack of the cheapest of the cheapest of the cheapest tissues. That's what we were given. We were never given a rice. We weren't given
a Nutri-Grain bar.
A Nutri-Grain bar.
Are they trying to give you a hint or something?
I don't know. That's what I was given. That's what we were all given. And
we got some Manhattan popcorn here. Didn't me,
they got more than me.
You got a box of Manhattan popcorn, which I have to say was very tasty. Okay, so you're new to Graham Barr and your jar of Vaseline. But so you believe you need to be rewarded a little bit better. I know there are shops, by the way, across the UK giving people bonuses.
I think everybody should be given, like Dunstores, I think somebody was saying yesterday, Dunstores has given a 20% drive. Other places are given. Like, I know it's their job to go out and do what we do every day.
Yeah.
But it's nice to be given a reward. People on social welfare get a reward every year, but they don't. No.
Absolutely. Well, it's nice to be acknowledged, and that's
exactly.
The point.
It's nice to be given, listen, a thank you. Even if they can't give you €1,000 in cash, they could give it to 2 €500 notes as a gift voucher.
See, and this is what I can't understand. Here's what I can't understand. And somebody mentioned here as well in text, maybe €100 or €1,000 voucher for everyone that can be used in shops, local shops and businesses, right? Yeah. And I would completely agree. They did this in Northern Ireland. It was only £100. They gave everybody money. And are you on a speakerphone, Sharon?
No.
Okay, so it's just bouncing back to me there. Anyway, so I believe give everybody €1,000. You want everybody that worked, by the way. Not everybody. Yeah. I don't mean people that didn't work, but everybody who worked over the last 2 years, if you can prove you were working over the last 2 years, €1,000 voucher that can only be spent in this country. Sure, all it can do is boost the economy.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, frontline workers, I can understand where they come from, right, and what they've done and all that. But where does it stop a frontline workers? Like, where does a bubble of people working in an office in hospitals, are they entitled to it? Like, they weren't really exposed. They're just sitting in an office taking money off. Like, are they going to get it as well? Like, where does it end?
Yeah.
Like, I should have been given anyone, revenue should have checked all people that had paid tax. If you've paid tax in the last 2 years, you should be entitled to that €1,000.
Yeah.
You know, you should be entitled to that €1,000, whether it's cash or a gift voucher, you should be entitled to that €1,000. And I just think it's a massive insult.
I want to say nobody's denying that healthcare workers probably put themselves at most risk because people with COVID would have been in hospital at the time, et cetera, et cetera. They watch people die. So
doctors, receptionists, what about them? They walked through the pandemic as well. My doctor, right, was open from the start and you could go into my doctor. There was never, you can't go in. Oh, if you have COVID, you couldn't go in. But if you were sick from the start of this, from 2019, at the end of 2019, when this really started, my doctor was open. And they should be given it as well because they've walked through it.
Mm-hmm. In fairness to GPs, now they were asking for it today. Now, if we are going to give it to everybody, I'm not going to disagree with you, right? But if we're going to start picking and choosing who we give it to, I think, I don't know about GPs. I mean,
anyone that pays tax.
Well, yeah, no, but I agree with you, right? Yeah. Everybody who pays tax and who works should get it, right? If that's the way you want, the route you want to go down. But if you're going to start picking and choosing, which is what seems to be going on at the moment as to who, you know, certain ones will get it in a certain mode, I wouldn't put GPs on the list because they made quite a substantial amount of money last year.
Yeah, but I'm talking about their staff. I'm not talking about GPs. I'm talking about
their staff, the receptionists, cleaners, the cleaners,
their staff,
the porters,
their nurses. I'm talking about all them. Like, my doctors are brilliant, I have to say. I'm actually out with COVID now, staff. But my doctors are brilliant. But, like, from the start of this, you could always go in and there was no other problem. So I think they should be given it as well because they were exposed, the receptionists and, you know, they and the cleaners in the doctor's surgery and the dentists, they were all exposed.
Well, when Leo Varadkar was asked this morning, by the way, by, you know, the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation called for the bonus to be extended to private hospitals, he said, well, that's not really up to us. That's up to the private companies to pay their own staff, which I think was a bit unfair to say something like that. In other words, you know, they didn't work as hard as everybody else. But stay.
It's terrible.
Stay there for a second because Louise, you're an Ireland's classic case. You're a healthcare worker. Louise, you heard Sharon. She's a bit insulted. She works in transport. She worked all the way through the pandemic. She's insulted. She's not on the list.
Oh, it's an absolute disgrace, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked right through this whole pandemic without any PPE at the start of it all.
And you're a healthcare worker?
I'm a healthcare assistant, yeah. And I go from house to house.
Okay.
So, I just think it's disgraceful. I really do with this government. It's not on. It's not fair on us.
They don't think it's about not. These things before they do them, really, do they?
No, absolutely not. Like, they don't understand that we go in and put our lives at risk also. You know, for the first off, we had to go out, we were stopped by the police. We had to show off our badges that we were frontline workers to get through, like, checkpoints and whatever.
Oh, I remember it. I used to have a letter here from the radio station. Every time I was stopped, I used to have to show it. Yeah, I remember it. Seems like years ago, but it was a year and a half ago, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I just don't think it's not right and it's not fair that they're putting us, it's just not fair, I don't think.
So would you be Louise, then either give it to everybody or give it to nobody?
Or give it to everybody, but also give it to the care assistants that's going around the house to house calls. Like, I'm talking about us as healthcare assistants.
Yeah.
Like, we do the same jobs as nurses do in hospitals. We wear the PPE gear. Like, we wear the goggles. We're left with masks on our faces also.
Yeah.
You know, so we go through the struggles that they do in the hospitals also, but we're not recognised for that.
Yeah, it is quite shocking because obviously you work for a private company, I assume, do you?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, so you're a private healthcare worker. And again, when Leo Varadkar was asked this morning about the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation about extended private hospitals and private healthcare, he said that's not up to us, that's up to the private companies to pay them, which they're not going to pay us. They're not going to give you £1,000.
Like, we're only on €11 an hour, so that's even disgraceful, you know?
Yeah.
For the job that we do, we go in and look after these elderly people. We also...
I can tell you now, Louise, you're seriously undervalued.
Absolutely. And also, like, we've kept these elderly people from going into hospital. You know, they had the COVID. We had to go in and treat these in their own homes.
Yeah.
Look after them. We had to feed them. We had to wash them, bathe them. That's the name of the game in the healthcare. But we're not recognised for that. We don't get any recognition from our government.
I mean, Louise, or Sharon, should I say, when I listen to Louise... At €11 an hour as a healthcare worker going in and literally keeping people out of hospital, I mean, completely undervalued. I mean, there's a real case for that she should be getting €1,000. Yeah.
But why weren't they given? Because at the end of the day, they are frontline workers.
Yeah, she is.
They put themselves on the front line to go and help.
Because she doesn't work for the state, unfortunately.
Yeah, but without these kind of people, our country would be... They wouldn't have been able to survive
our
country with a pandemic if they hadn't been looking after old people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they wouldn't have been able to.
See, but everybody's not happy. Somebody says, I wish to remain anonymous, please. I'm not too happy with your comment about administration staff. We do put ourselves at risk, and a hospital would not be able to run without the administration staff. But we're talking about actually being on the front line and dealing with the patients like Louise. Yeah. You know, I don't know if you're administration staff, you're not actually handling, you know, the patients. Anyway,
now, we were more exposed to administration staff if they want to go down that road.
Yeah, well, he goes on to say, we had to stay away from our families and we also were scared at the start of the pandemic. I myself ended up in hospital with burnout and mental health on the ground. And not only did we keep the hospitals running during COVID, but we also had to keep it running through the hacking as well. I remember the hacking, yeah. The admin staff are just as worn out as everybody else. And I get that.
Everybody is worn out.
Yeah.
Everybody in this country is worn out from working and going to work every day and putting their lives and coming home and putting their family at risk.
At risk.
Everybody. Yeah, everybody, absolutely. You know.
Mm. I mean, and many call-outs, Louise, would you do a week?
Well, I do 5 to 6 hours per day.
Okay.
And then I'd work some weekends. But through the pandemic now that we haven't got enough care staff because they're all out with COVID. So we'd have to go in and replace them.
Okay.
You know, so we're also going in to look after people to have the COVID. You know, and they also need to be washed and changed and fed and their nebulizers and they're like, it's a lot of hard work.
Oh, it's one to one. I mean, it's skin to skin, like it's one to one. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I get it. Thank you very much, both of you, by the way. Louise, you're very undervalued, like most healthcare workers in this country, sadly. Loads of audio, by the way, coming in WhatsApp. The number's 087-188-0008. Bus drivers as well, by the way, texting in and saying they had to work and people getting on and off their bus.
Now, no way you're going to give the GPs any cent from the government. In 2020, I had a problem. Okay? I was sick. I went to see my GP. I saw him through the window. Through the window. He couldn't even let me in the building. He did all the diagnostics and everything outside. And he sent me to the test center to go and get tested for COVID. I went and I didn't have COVID. And then again, when I went back to him, he told me, say, there's nothing I can do for you. Here's the medication. Go to the emergency department. I mean, here's a prescription. Go to the emergency department. They'll help you there. That's all. For 3 times. And on top of that, I paid him €80. €80 to see me on the window. €80. And you're telling me I should go back there and say, he gets €1,000 from my money? No way. No way.
Yeah, well, you got a really good pay, €80 to see it through a window. Most people are paying €80 just to see him down to a telephone on FaceTime or whatever it was. In the meantime, let's be clear, and I'm not having a go at GPs, but they were getting paid for sending people for COVID tests. and then they got paid to vaccinate people. And it was like, a lot of people have complained they couldn't get to see their GP during the COVID because they were too busy doing everything else. So I'm not taking out a violin for GPs here. They made quite a substantial amount of money, most of them probably during the pandemic. The number's 087-188-0008. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. All right, loads of texts coming in. So everybody's putting in their pitch here for the money, aren't they? Let me see. Niall, what about the ordinary Joe on the street who stuck religiously to the you-know-what COVID lockdown rules and restrictions of this government during the so-called COVID pandemic of 2 years? Where is the bonus of €1,000 from the government, folks? And that comes in from the angry Christian, and somebody says maybe €1,000 voucher. A lot of people are saying, by the way, a voucher would be a good idea. Let me go to Becky. Becky, you're an Ireland's classic hits. How are you doing, Becky?
I'm good, thanks. Hi, Niall. How are you?
Now, you're an ICU nurse in a private hospital. So you're not getting... Well, are you getting the bonus? No, you won't get the bonus.
No, I won't.
No.
Unfortunately.
If you did, it'd be taxed.
It would be, yes, definitely taxed. Look, I'm not ringing in to, you know, put my oar in and get out and say that I want this, I want that. I'm just literally ringing in to say I agree with everyone that's calling in. Everyone's had tough 2 years, okay?
Mm.
But I think realistically we need to think about like a realistic approach. Where does the line stop? You know, there's not this never-ending pot of money, is there? Let's be realistic.
No.
So where does the line stop? For me personally, I think, you know, the guys that gave me my coffee, I got my takeaway coffees on my way for my shift, got me through my shift, you know, hats off to them. Hats off to the postman that delivered my packages because it was the only thing I got excited about during lockdown.
your Amazon you know? Packages, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I'm an ICU nurse 11 years and I have worked
tough
through the pandemic.
Tough job, Becky, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, it's a tough job, but I appreciate everyone's opinions and, you know, it's great, all that clapping and all that during the first lockdown. Great, but I do the job I do because I love it.
Yeah,
you know,
it's your job. You knew what the job was before you went into it, of course.
Okay, we didn't expect to have a worldwide pandemic that hit us and us be worked to the bone. Fine. But I worked through the swine flu pandemic in 2009. You know, I worked through that. There was no talk about bonuses then.
Yeah.
I worked in ICU.
And was it bad? I'm trying to remember back because I did get swine flu. I remember I got swine flu.
Yeah.
I was away on holidays and I ended up getting Tamiflu, I think was what they gave me. Which was taken off the market then. Was Tamiflu taken off the market?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, we won't talk about that. But in saying that, it was a tough time. They thought that was going to be a worldwide pandemic, but it turned out not to be in the end, thankfully. I mean, that was a tough time too, wasn't it?
That was a tough time, but there's tough shifts all the time. Like, you know, everyone has a tough shift in ICU. As an ICU nurse, yes, it's stressful. Yes, you're under pressure. I'm a realistic, you know, person. Don't do the job if you're not dedicated to it. And if it's too tough, leave, fine. Mm. Okay, €1,000, great. I think, in fairness, I think the government should have maybe planned it a little bit better as to, you know, black and white. As we know, it's never black and white. But black and white, who's getting it and who's not? But who decides that? It's a fine line.
Well, when you talk about money and you say you're going to give a section of society money, it's guaranteed to create division.
Of course.
And create
a
row. Yeah.
Yeah, there's always a row. There's always going to be division down the line. Look, I do the job I do because I love it. I'm compassionate. I'm a caring person and I absolutely love my job. But I will say that the last 2 years has put me into a spin of, everyone's burnt out. I am so burnt out. I don't really, my heart's not in the job anymore. Yeah, €1,000 would help me for sure, pay the bills.
It would cheer you up, wouldn't it? Yeah.
It would. Yeah. But you know what? If I don't get it, that's fine. I'm not going to be around the bush. I'm not going to be a negative person about it. I'm very happy to continue doing my job and still care for the, I cared for the, you know, COVID patients. As all of
that must have been very difficult in itself. I know it's difficult dealing with anybody with a respiratory problem that's in ICU.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, specifically when they had COVID, I suppose, I remember at the time we were talking about it to other nurses, it was talking about turning them over onto their stomach constantly all the time and all that kind of stuff. And for you, it was a learning curve as well, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And that was the scary part about it, because at the beginning we didn't know. We knew nothing.
Yeah.
And we still don't know an awful lot, but we knew limited amounts of information about how it was going to react and how it's going to affect our patients. So every day we were going in, we were learning new, you know,
new
or we're getting this medication,
this
technique and this med. And it was learning curve for us, but I'd say it's an experience. I've experienced it, and, you know, I'm out the other side. Well, please God.
And how is it now, by the way, in ICU? I mean, you know, well, obviously you're in a private hospital.
Settling down. Yeah, but this is the thing as well. Private hospitals, we took on the HC patients. I don't think a lot of the public know that.
Oh, no, we do. And the government paid handsomely for it as well.
Yes, of course. It's a business, isn't it, unfortunately.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's calmed down. A little bit for us anyway. And that's not to say the rest of the hospitals, I'm not speaking for any of the other public hospitals looking after COVID patients at all. I can't say for them. It's definitely quieting down, but either way, with the €1,000, yes, I'd love it, and it would be fantastic. It would really help me out.
But you're not going to depend on it.
No, I'm not, because I'd probably be waiting a while for it anyway. But I do think that there's a fine line. I do appreciate the people that made my coffee, people delivering my posts, you know, my packages. Even the guys in the garage, I wouldn't have been able to fill up my car to drive to work.
So why don't we divvy out the money differently? So if we've got, say, a budget of 300 million or so, which is probably what it's going to cost anyway, why not divvy that out at 200 quid vouchers for everybody?
Well, this is it, yeah. You know what I mean? Reduce it. But what? You're still going to get the people ringing in and saying they...
Well, where would I get it? Becky, listen, lovely talking to you.
Never
thanks very much.
Everyone.
Keep up the good work, all right?
Take care.
Thanks,
take
Becky.
Care now.
Bye.
Listen to your show there today about the €1,000. No one has mentioned the construction workers that had to work the whole way through the lockdowns. Not every construction worker did, but construction workers doing essential works on roads, bridges, and other emergency stuff.
We can't mention everybody. I mean, nobody's mentioned the ESB workers. Nobody's mentioned the baker, the builder, the baker, the candlestick maker. I mean, there was loads of people working during the pandemic. So nobody's met. It's not that we're leaving anybody out on purpose. We're just saying there was a lot of people who worked during the pandemic. Now, getting back to this bonus. Look, I've never seen so many bloody texts in my life.
Hi, Niall. Love the show. I work as a cleaner, and I've worked all through the pandemic. Contracted COVID in work, first day back in work last January. And since then, I've been on 8 or 9 antibiotics, 3 lots of steroids, steroid nasal spray, steroid inhaler, and have had a chest x-ray, which I'm just waiting for the results of. And does that mean, like, I'm entitled to the €1,000? Should I be entitled to it? Maybe not. Maybe just the doctors and the nurses that worked on the front line with the COVID patients. Thank you. Love the show. And
keep up the good work. I think she was going to say at the end, and she got cut off, unfortunately. Look, here's the other end of the coin. Somebody says, I think €1,000 is a complete disgrace, an absolute disgrace to those health workers. They literally put themselves in danger every single day. If you divide €1,000 into all the hours they worked over the nearly past 2 years, it's pennies added to their hourly wage. An absolute insult to them. No, I'm not a health worker. Are you? Are you really? I work full-time myself at work, but honestly, I think it's a dig to those healthcare workers. Come on, you couldn't expect them to offer more than €1,000, for God's sake. Where do you think the state's going to get all this money from?
Oh, no, come on. Like, where does it stop? I pay tax during the pandemic as well. I just give it to the healthcare workers. So there are patients dying every day. Get a grip.
Yeah, some people might argue that, you know, that's what healthcare workers do. They're always going to be working with patients who sadly die every day. 90 people die every single day. They absolutely worked harder. I think we all recognise that.
Niall, nobody said anything about the bin, man. Please, someone give me props. I'm doing a bit of work.
Spare a thought for the bin men. Or bin women. Is there a bin women? I don't actually know if there's a bin women, actually. Can a bin man or somebody in the bin department... The county council, let me know. Is there actually, because we need to start getting politically correct around this word, is there bin women? I don't think there is bin women. Ashley, do you reckon there's a bin woman? Maybe, there might be a bin woman. Shirley, you're an Ireland's classic kids. How are you doing, Shirley?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Do you reckon there's a bin woman? I've never seen one.
No, I haven't either.
Shirley, you're a retired paramedic. When did you retire, Shirley?
I retired back in 2016.
Okay, all right, okay. So you didn't obviously get to go through the pandemic or anything like that.
But no, God.
But a pandemic, I think they are on the list, aren't they? Yeah, but
They are. But like, the only point I want is the people there that are, I know they're carers and they're people working in offices and stuff like that. But like, the work that the paramedics do and advanced guys and nurses, doctors, cleaners, porters, the whole lot. Like, they have to down up. When they down up, the heat inside those downs. And I remember one of the paramedics said to me one day, put on all the gear and do CPR for 5 minutes and you'll have lots of stone weight.
Oh, I couldn't imagine doing it. I couldn't imagine doing it. It was bad enough I had to wear a mask, for God's sake.
That's how, like, they you know, they were, and like, some of their staff would have been sick and they were all down staff and down ambulances and, like, it had to be covered one way or the other. So, fair is fair. You know, and I really think they do deserve €1,000, definitely.
And what do you think of the argument that's erupted today? With everybody putting their oar in, all the unions out, mandate are out for the retail workers. The Garda Representative Association was on the radio today whining, saying the guards should be getting it. The GPs were on the radio today saying they should be getting it. What do you say to all those people who are all saying, oh, well, if they're getting it, I want it?
Well, I always thought frontline, I was frontline for 17 years. Frontline is ambulance staff, paramedics.
Well, anybody who's dealing directly with the patient.
Yeah, that's it. Nobody, like, cleaners and porters, definitely, and assistants in A&E or on wards, all of them. But, like, people that are sitting,
Leo Varadkar.
That fella.
That fella.
He did say that people in offices in the HSE will not be getting it.
Yeah.
You'd be people that wear dress gowns and masks.
What about Louise that was on before the break, before the news there? Now, she's a carer, so she's going to elderly people's houses every day. She has to gown up and put her mask on and her gloves on, and she's changing their clothes for them and doing all sorts, they're washing them and everything else. And these are people she's trying to prevent from ending up in hospital in the first place. Should she be getting it?
Well, she should get something.
Right. Oh,
like, I just... The way I think of it is, when you see frontline, is you're with a patient for the longest you've been with them is maybe an hour.
But you're with you might be with six in one day.
Yeah.
And she's only, and she was telling me she's only on €11 an hour. Nurses and hospitals are a lot more than that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So she's undervalued as it is, God bless her.
Yeah, and most carers are undervalued. You know, even someone that's caring for their relatives, they're very underpaid as well. But I do believe, like, maybe they should get something.
Mm.
But I do believe frontline is people that wear in the mask for 12 hours.
Oh, it's still, just stay there for a second, because, Donna, you're a healthcare worker and a carer as well.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so you're not getting the money either?
As I'm aware of, no.
So are you working for a private company?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, no, you won't be getting it, unfortunately. No,
unfortunately, no.
No.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but Shirley did say there that she believes, like, frontline, only, you know, the people in the hospitals, the paramedics, those who are dealing directly with the patients, I suppose, over the last 2 years, will be the ones that would be more deserving. But I don't think she's writing off everybody else as undervaluing them. She said maybe they should get something. But do you believe you should be getting it?
Well, I honestly do, yes, and home carers, because at the end of the day, they're keeping their clients, their families, their loved ones. The list goes on to keep them from nursing homes and hospitals by providing for care from a home.
Well, now, Leo Varadkar did say this morning there is a little bit of a bonus for home carers because they've decided now to give home carers the state contributory pension when they retire. So, in other words, you won't just get the non-contributory pension. So, because obviously you've been working in the home caring for somebody. Mind you, that doesn't give you the £1,000, so...
No, it's still... No, it's not great. It's just tipping the iceberg when it comes to... People working with private agency going house to house. There's people there that paying extra when it comes to travel costs, mileage.
Yep.
And they're taking a risk themselves going from house to house to each client, you know.
And would you have to have your gown on and your PPE on and your masks and...
Everything on.
And you're turning somebody over in a bed and cleaning them and doing whatever you need to do to an elderly person.
Changing adult nap diapers. Of course, a lot of that's incontinence. And you're not just the carer, you're also their friends and someone that they trust. And, you know, and on a perspective as well, emotionally as well. You know, when you're there, you're more like a lot of these clients that I met. You could be on their own, you know. And mm-hmm. the biggest thing I found about the job was what the clients was there facing was loneliness. You're also their companion, your friend. You know, it's not just. You know, there's more to the job as well besides just providing, trying to help them.
No, I get that. And Shirley, you'd appreciate that, Shirley, wouldn't you?
I'd appreciate it. But the one thing I will say, you have an idea of who you're going to every day. The frontline staff don't have an idea of what they're going to.
But that's not an excuse. That's not a reason, Shirley. I'm not having a go. I'm just saying that's not a reason that you don't know who you're going to see.
I think it could be a reason. No, I'm saying it's not... carers are fantastic. I think they're brilliant. And they should get something, definitely. But like, look, I'm sticking up for the...
Well, no, you are. Yeah, because you had skin in the game there, so I know you're sticking up for your team. And everybody I've heard on the radio today is sticking up for their own team, and I get that. I do get that. Sorry, Nicole, you're there as well, sticking up for your team. Nicole, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. Nicole, you're a family carer.
I am. Hi, Niall. How are you?
How are you doing? So, I mean, what does your day involve? Just for people who don't know what you do.
Oh, my day as a family carer.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, in the beginning, to get the child ready for school and get her on the bus.
Yeah.
And while she's gone, getting everything else organised and sorted in and around the house, getting my own appointments done.
Mm-hmm.
And
she requires, care around the clock, essentially.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so do you believe you should be getting the money?
It would be lovely. It would be nice to have €1,000 on my bank account.
Yeah. Did it make you feel good today that Leo Varadkar said you're going to get the state contributory pension?
Oh, no. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, yeah.
When you retire, Nicole.
I'm not even sure if he actually mentioned family carers or just home carers.
Oh, okay. Maybe I don't know. I'm not too sure now. I'll clarify that for you.
I need to look into that as well. I'm disgusted by what was the lady there before the break? Becky, is she in ICU?
She was in ICU, yeah.
She wouldn't get it at all. Then if she gets it, it's taxed.
And Donna is a healthcare worker. Donna is a healthcare worker there. She's working with patients every day. She's not going to get it.
I know. It's shocking.
And besides this, I also actually have a daughter who's 16. She has severe autism, profound autism, with intellectual disabilities. That on its own, besides out working, it's really hard. The money would be a great benefit to home carers anyway, definitely, because it would be additional help for respite.
I'll be honest with you, Shirley. I know you were talking about, you know, paramedics and frontline workers and frontline HSE workers, I suppose, more so than anything, doctors and nurses. I think at this point, the way this conversation has gone today, Shirley, the government would be better off saying, all right, listen, we'll take back what we said and we're going to give everybody £200 in a voucher. Just do what they did in England and Northern Ireland. I think that would be the best way to treat this situation, because everybody believes they have a reason to have it.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
And I'm not going to deny anybody. You know, I know Nicole does a hard, tough job looking after. She's a family carer. I know, you know, Donna's a healthcare worker, does a tough job. I'm sure, Shirley, you did as a paramedic, and your colleagues as paramedics do a tough job as well. You know, and everybody who worked here, the girl or the guy on the checkout at Tesco's, going back a year and a half ago when COVID-19 was all new to us and we were all terrified, we were all going to die. I mean, they went into work. They sat there with thousands of people coming in and out past them every single day with no PPE in them. You know what I mean?
Yes, I agree, yeah.
So, I mean, I think everybody, you know, who worked, and I believe anybody who worked, I'm not talking about people who don't work or people who are on PUPs, but everybody who worked through the pandemic should get a voucher. Actually, the money's going to go back into the economy anyway. I know it'll cost more, but it'll go back into the economy.
But as I said, when I messaged in, I think that would rule out our family carers, because family carers is obviously a social welfare payment. So I'm not able to work.
Well, you should get it too.
So I'm.
If you're registered as a family carer, you should be registered as a worker.
Absolutely, 100%. Because I mean, with the pandemic, we couldn't get any services, and so it was down to us
to provide the services. I mean, I turned into a physiotherapist. I do all the physio work with my daughter.
Because you couldn't get a physiotherapist to do it. Yes, of course.
Yeah. I would love to have a 200 euro voucher, absolutely. And I think so should everybody else. Like you said earlier, you know, like I couldn't get my bread, and I'm very specific with my bread. I'm German, so
yeah.
If I don't get my bread in the Polish shop, you know, if the baker isn't working, you know.
Everybody. And that's what I'm saying. Everybody provides a vital service. Nicole, Donna, Shirley, listen, thank you very much indeed. Everybody has put on their pitch today. You know what I mean? Everybody's put in a pitch saying, you know, they deserve it. And I'm not going to deny anybody who's I've heard on this station or other radio stations this morning saying that they don't deserve it. Everybody did a little bit of, you know, extra work, took a little bit of a risk. And can I just say categorically, I believe the doctors and the nurses, you know, they deserve the money. Those on the front line. I'm not talking about, there was a lot of people, I suppose, in administration who wouldn't have done a lot of extra, I suppose, really. But those who, you know, sadly were in ICU and saw people passing away and people struggling for breath, absolutely. But in saying that, everybody else put a fair pitch in to say that, oh, well, hold on, I worked more hours, I did extra hard work, I took a risk just like everybody else. So I think the best thing the government could do at this stage, because they made a complete hames of it, like they do with everything, by not clarifying exactly what they're talking about and leaving loose ends, the best thing you could just say is, listen, cancel yesterday's press conference, forget about that. We're not doing that now. And just give it to everybody who worked. But give it in the form of a voucher that can only be spent in bricks and mortar. It can't be spent online or anything. So it can be spent on bricks and mortar, in shops, retail, whatever it is. And it can be only spent in bricks and mortar. That's what they did in the north. That's what they did in the UK. They gave everybody 100 quid. But give everybody 500, let's say. It'll go back into the economy. It'll be great. A bit of a boost for the economy, wouldn't it?
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.